Bunny.
Yes.
Bunny, 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 bunny. Are you
Yes.
ready for Bunny, another exciting installment of Bunny Versus starring the incomparable, the one and only Bunny Williams? Are you excited? Are you pumped? Are you jazzed? Are you psyched? Are you amped?
Yes.
Are you
Yes,
pumped?
I am. Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, then, without any further ado, it is time once again for another exciting installment of Bunny Versus. And now here is your host, Bunny Williams. Take it away, buddy.
So are we completely going to forget that he raped a woman? I mean, that was only like a week ago. Okay. This is how the gaslighting works. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But being at work, and I wind up doing a lot of Google image searches because everything is so locked down, you just can't do anything, you know?
Yeah.
And that'll tend to be things from my childhood. Like, you'll find me looking up Godzilla, or you'll find me looking up spaceships, or, you know, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, Lost in Space. And I had stopped at Lost in Space, and in particular the new one. And
yeah.
I was not the new Netflix one, the movie.
Okay.
Yes. And for some reason, there was something about the girl who played Penny that had me curious, so I looked her up, and she's the girl who played in Christian Mingle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I forget exactly what I was looking for when I ran across this one, and I forget the actress's name. But she played Debbie Harry in CBGBs. If you haven't seen it, it's a great fucking movie. She played the reporter with Stacey Jacks in Rock of Ages.
No shit.
And
nice.
She played. And she played Laurie from Watchmen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's all
in
her.
In this week's movie, the woman in the bathroom that gets vomited on is the star of the horror movie Ma that came out this year.
Okay.
It took me a while to realize that the girl who doesn't want to go drinking at Ma's basement anymore got vomited on by a nervous lesbian teenage girl in a bathroom.
Yeah.
At someone's aunt's house.
Yep.
That's cool. Well, it's not cool actually. They're shitting in buckets.
So how are you?
Love that. Good. I'm fine. I just need to get laid.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
There's a lot of that going around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing that's interesting is that I put up 3 videos on my Storytime with Mr. Steve YouTube channel, and they have gotten a surprising amount of views.
Really?
Maxwell has just been bugging to do like a video game playthrough on my Storytime channel, and I'm like, I can't do that because in order to do that, you need software and you need to set it up to do capture, you know, of your gameplay. And he's like, well, why don't you just point the camera towards the TV? And I'm like, because that always looks bad. And I'm just not going to do that. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it nice. I'm going to make it so that it looks good. And so one of the things that my wife recently got me as a gift was a Nintendo emulator.
Okay.
And she got it for me maybe during Christmas, I think. Maybe for my birthday. And it's got some aux cords and it plugs into an old school TV, and it was $20, and it's preloaded with roughly 700 old Nintendo games from the original
Wow.
NES. Yeah, but a lot of them are in Japanese,
Yeah.
and a lot of them just suck ass. And
Yeah.
so I'll occasionally go through there and I'll find the original Mario and I'll play that, or just some of the games that I like and stuff. But recently, I've been trying to expand my horizons, and I've been playing some of the games that aren't good. And so I
Okay.
decided, and I've been playing them on my TV VCR combo. And I said, you know what? What if I just point my phone at the TV VCR? Okay, that doesn't look that good. Okay, well, what if I close the blinds? What if I turn the lights off? You know what? That doesn't look that bad. Kids, stop watching TV. I'm gonna do a video. And so I did a 4-minute video of me playing a game called Super Mario 14.
Yeah.
It was never released in America. It was obviously one of those things where some company made a game and it wasn't successful, so someone put Mario's face on it. So now Mario's a ninja with a staff fighting demons and some shit. Like it's a horrible game. And I just put it up. It's like a less, it's a little less than 4 minutes. And I put it up, and then like 18 hours later, it had been seen like 60 times.
Nice.
So then I'm like, well, shit, I've got 700 games here. Let me do a longer one. So I played Tiny Toon Adventures from 1991. I played that game for a little over 20 minutes. And then I did a third one yesterday. So the Super Mario 14, that one's like 4 days old. That one has been seen almost 120 times. The
Nice.
Tiny Toons one has been seen over 80 times, and then the new one that I just put up yesterday has been seen over 50 times. So this is good. I'm trying to do like a video game mystery science theater.
Okay.
You know? So I because most of these games are like old Nintendo games that are just horrible. And so a lot of times when you see people playing games on YouTube, oh, we're gonna play this cool new game, and I'm just like, no, I'm going to play all of the garbage I have.
Like those gamer guys, I forget who they were that we covered that
The Game
time.
Grumps.
Yes.
The Game Grumps. Aaron and Dan, they are my life. So yeah. So I'm doing some video game videos on YouTube right now, and they're doing pretty good, and I'm happy about that. And it's fun to do, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing this week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I've seen you putting them up. I hadn't gotten around to watching any of them yet.
Yeah, they're cute. They're
Yeah.
cool. They're nothing. Yeah. They're all right. Bunny.
Yes.
Bunny.
Yes.
Next week, you have a choice to make.
Okay.
We can either go back to watching Saw or recently I have found a movie. It is actually the first film in a trilogy. They made three of these films.
Okay.
This film is so bad, so hideous, so unwatchable that in, I believe, the Village Voice, in their review of the film, they likened it to a Serbian film.
Oh my God, really? Okay.
They said that this film is as bad, if not worse, than a Serbian film in terms of how difficult it is to get through.
Okay.
I have found this film, and I'm worried about doing the film just because Whatever you're thinking now, it's not that, and it's worse than you're thinking. It's not gory, it's not graphic, it's not violent, it's not disgusting in the way that a Serbian film is, but it is very similar to a Serbian film in that you just want to not be watching this, you know?
Okay.
Like you're thinking like what if I saw my foot off?
Yeah.
Can I stop watching the movie then? What if, do I need to give you a human sacrifice? Like, what do I need to do to stop this from happening? That is how bad this movie is. I am aware of it. I did not realize it was as bad. I've been reading the reviews. It is likened to a Serbian film, and I have recently found it.
Have you seen it?
No, okay. No, I have not seen it because honestly, I am not sure if I can.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I can get through this. This is worse than everything that has come before, buddy. And I'm not just, this isn't a bit. I don't know if I can get through this movie.
Okay.
Might have to be drunk in order to get through this movie. It is not violent, gross, gory, nothing like that. In fact, let me tell you something, honey. This is a kid's movie.
This, okay, that's a surprise.
But it is as difficult to get through as a Serbian film.
Okay. And you don't know if you will get through this.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can. I mean, if we're doing it for the show, I will force myself to.
Yeah.
But it's bad. It's real bad. It's not good bad. It's just bad bad.
I can't help but be intrigued.
But I'm telling you, this thing is, it's bad. It is worse than you and I could have ever possibly imagined.
I cannot imagine a children's film being as bad as a Serbian film.
Oh, God. Oh God! Oh,
and I must know now.
After reading the review, I went looking for the film and I couldn't find it. I knew it was on Netflix for a while, but it wasn't on there anymore. And I was looking for it. And I'm like, damn it, I can't find it. But maybe I probably shouldn't check YouTube, and I'll check YouTube. And YouTube had it for sale, like for rent.
Yeah.
But then I found it. I found it in that way that movies used to be. Here's part one, and it's 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
And then it'll take you to part two, which is 5 minutes long, and then it'll take you to part three, which is 6 minutes long. It's on YouTube. It's in, like, 19 parts. But it's there, and it's the full movie. And I wanted to make sure that it was right and that it was in the right language and all that. So I watched through parts of it, bits of it, scenes of it. It is rough, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
What is it?
I'm not telling you.
Well, how am I going to see it if you're not telling me? Oh.
You just, okay, there you are.
I did something stupid, yeah.
Okay. This is the Matrix, buddy. This is the this movie is the not the Matrix, but okay. It's like the Matrix in that I can't explain this to you. It just has this to happen.
A special announcement from.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
That is if you decide to do this for the next episode.
Oh, okay, and then you'll tell me what the hell it is.
Yeah.
Because at some point, oh no, we've got it. We've got to do this. I've got to do this. I've got to know.
Okay. Well, then I will tell you the name of the movie at the end of Act 3.
Oh, cliffhanger!
Cliffhanger. No, you can't hit me over the head with that, Eleanor. It's full of liquid. It will hurt. I don't want to hurt you, baby. Okay, so at the end of Act 3, when we're done talking about the movie, I will tell you what the movie is.
Okay. I actually don't have anything that won't make me just start screaming, you know? I can't think of anything light and upbeat, and there's not even barely anything new to scream about.
Okay.
It's been your typical nightmare setting.
Yep. Every day.
And what are we going to say? A woman accuses Trump of rape, and everybody's like, so what? Yep. So what? He blows how much on a parade, and everybody's like, so what? I'm not talking about us regular people. I'm talking about, like, everybody but a fucking small handful of politicians.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So what? What difference does it make? You know. And I just don't want to go off on that anymore. Well, today anyway. Let my rage build on something else.
Yeah, I totally understand that.
Yeah. So that is it for this Bunny Versus. Bunny right. Versus his own fucking sanity. I do not know. I'll figure it out.
That's fine.
And
cool.
Cut on that.